Good morning. High pressure is building in behind the system that brought the rain and wet snow to the region all day on Thursday and into Thursday night. A northwesterly breeze has developed and is drying things out, but also cooling things off quite considerably, with most everyone waking up in the 20s early this morning. With leftover moisture on the ground, there is the possibility of a few patches of black ice early this morning. And although this will not be a widespread issue, you should keep it in mind as you head out on this Friday morning. Otherwise, we'll have a decent amount of sunshine. Clouds will tend to mix in, and it'll be a dry day today, with the exception of a few passing flurries or perhaps a snow shower, especially downwind of Lake Ontario and in the hills and mountains. Temperatures will struggle today and remain in the lower to mid-30s for daytime highs, a solid 15 to 20 degrees below seasonal average. This will set us up for a dry, cold night tonight, with clear skies most everyone back down into the upper teens and lower 20s. That high pressure center will dominate the weather through the day on Saturday with a good amount of sunshine. Again, some clouds will mix in from time to time. And while it will be on the cold side, not as cold as today, with highs in the upper 30s with a few places touching 40, and it will be more comfortable with less wind. A front will head in our direction late Saturday night and into the morning on Sunday. Generally speaking, this front will be dry, and temperatures out ahead of it on Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds, will be in the middle 40s. This front will tend to stall out early in the week next week on Monday and keep clouds in place for the beginning of the week. In fact, there is the risk of a few scattered light rain or snow showers with the front on Monday as high temperatures reach into the lower 40s once again. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a wave of low pressure developing along the front in the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. This system will be much like the one we just dealt with over the last 24 hours and make its way off to our south Monday night and Tuesday. The exact track will determine what we get in terms of snow or a rain-snow mix, and the intensity will also play a role. High temperatures on Tuesday will be in the lower to mid-30s. Behind this system, like today, windy and colder on Wednesday near 30, with a chance of rain and snow showers by next Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an expansive area of high pressure behind that sharp cold front will dominate much of the eastern two-thirds of the country for the next couple of days. Temperatures as much as 25 degrees below normal will spread as far south as southern Texas today before moderating some tomorrow. A broad upper-level trough will continue to send periodic surges of Arctic air from Canada into the United States. The next surge of this air is expected to reach the northern high plains tomorrow. Snow is expected to develop across this region, spreading southward into the northern Rockies Saturday evening near and behind the Arctic front. Meanwhile, snow is expected to persist over the Great Lakes today under that current cold air mass and will continue into tomorrow as the lake effect machine continues. Rainfall behind the sharp cold front will gradually taper off across the southeast and southern Texas today, while Florida will see scattered rain lingering into tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow showers, blowing snow and fog, 3 degrees with a northwest wind at 46, gusting to 56 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 17, 69% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy near 40, Boston, mostly sunny, windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 46 degrees, the low 32, the average temperature 39, that's 4 degrees below normal. 19 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, for the month 49 hundredths, which is 3/10 of an inch below normal, and 39.18 inches for the year, which is 5.26 inches above normal. A trace of snow yesterday, and that's the total for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees. The average low, 34. The record high, 75, set in 1975, and the record low, 18, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:40 p.m., 10 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy today with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy today, a few snow showers with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens to around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper teens to around 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s. Mostly cloudy Sunday, mid-40s. A few rain and snow showers Monday in the lower 40s. A good chance of rain and or snow on Tuesday, lower 30s. Windy and cold Wednesday, near 30. And a few more rain and snow showers on Thursday in the mid-30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.